Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. You need to figure out what is the first mile towards your dream, not what's the finish line look like. Of course, if you look at the finish line, it's intimidating. You look at somebody who already has the perfect life and they've done it all already, but it only begins if you're okay starting small and taking on little bites at your dream and not trying to eat the whole thing all at once, because it will overwhelm you. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. People say, Brendan, I'm scared to start my dream. I'm like, you're not scared to start your dream. You're embarrassed to be seen starting small. Big difference. It's not about the dream that's freaking you out. It's about how you're gonna feel chasing the dream. It's about how you're gonna be perceived chasing the dream. It's about how you fear at night it won't turn out the way you wanted. It's not about the dream. It's about how you're processing how it will feel chasing the dream. And once you figure that out, you see that you can rewire yourself. You can teach yourself to think differently about the journey and the process. Because look, you know, no matter how small you start, start something that matters. Start something that brings your life back. You know, start something that makes your heart feel full. Start something that does scare you. Allow that fear, allow that worry, allow that anxiety a little bit, because that's just saying you're growing, you're learning, you're changing, you're getting going. But let's be very clear. Most people, what they're really scared about is being embarrassed. Well, I don't know if I quit my job and I start this thing, what do my coworkers think when I do that? I don't know if I start this, what are my friends gonna say when they see me playing small and not doing big things? Because every big project starts with small little tasks that don't look sexy. Oh, what's everyone gonna think about me that I chose this route when the other thing was over here and that was a better choice? What people are scared about is being rejected, or more, being embarrassed. I tell people all the time, don't be embarrassed to start small. I think about when I started doing videos, you know, we're at 200 million video views now. When I started, I was okay with the fact that it was like 10 people watched my videos. You know, 9 of them was my mom on a different browser, probably hitting refresh to make me feel better about myself. You know, like, I accepted the fact that starting small was part of the game. Instead of bemoaning that, I honored that process. I said, that is part of it. Being small in a big pond with big fish is part of the game. And only until you keep playing, keep moving, keep building, do you ever become one of the big fish. You have to be okay with being small. And so if you start your channel or you start your thing and only 100 people watch it, hey, that's 100 people who heard your message. That's 100 people who you helped. That's 100 people who you changed your mindset for. That's 100 people who let you do your own thing and watch. And even if they were haters, at least you started penetrating their mind. Get in the game. Never be embarrassed about starting small or scrappy or crappy, because that's part of the journey. It's supposed to be that way. So don't fear it. Acknowledge that's part of it. I'm gonna honor that. Let's go. Also, second big idea I have for everybody is, like, the reason people are scared to start their dream is because they're seeing this big complex thing. They're looking out and it's this huge thing. They see the complexity of the final vision of the dream. And so starting now is too overwhelming. They're not scared to start the dream. They're scared of the feeling of feeling overwhelmed. That's what they're scared of. So how do you deal with that? Stop thinking you have to have everything perfect and complete at the beginning. The finish line is 26 miles ahead. What matters now is step 1, 2, 3, 4, the first mile. You need to figure out what is the first mile towards your dream, not what's the finish line look like. Of course, if you look at the finish line, it's intimidating. You look at somebody who already has the business you want. You look at somebody who already has the car and the dream and the house and the perfect life, and they've done it all already. They're 5, 10, 15, 20 years in front of you, and it seems so complex. You say, why should I even start? Look how far ahead they are. They had more miles. They put more miles in. But you can't compete with their miles. You got to start with your first step. Right here, right now, you go, okay, I'm going to be okay starting small. And instead of trying to, in day one, have it all complete and take on all the complexity, I'm going to do one thing here, 3 goals today, 3 goals the next day, 3 goals the next day. And I'm going to get that momentum going, because with that momentum comes more motivation. With that momentum, more learning. With that momentum, more progress. But it only begins if you're okay starting small and taking on little bites at your dream and not trying to eat the whole thing all at once, because it will overwhelm you. My last big idea is, people are scared to start their big dreams because they fear their dream won't work out. They think, oh, well, Brendan, you know, what if I do all that work and, you know, on the other side of things, you know, the grass isn't greener. I went through all that work and I put my heart and I put my soul into it, Brendan. It doesn't work. And I mean, how will I feel about myself? And, you know, I have responsibilities to my family or to other people. And I do all the things that doesn't turn out. And they're so scared it's not going to work. And that's why I say, my friend, get yourself a mentor. Get yourself a plan. Get yourself in the proximity of someone who's done it before, so they can guide you, so they can cheer you on. Of course, you're gonna fear it's not gonna work out if you can't see where it's gonna go, if you can't see how other people have gotten there. So read their biographies, study their process, read their books, take their courses, engage their material, ask the questions. There's so much, I mean, the world is full of mentors that you can access with a direct message now. Use that. Ask the questions. There's seminars, there's live events, there's online courses everywhere available for you. There's a bajillion TED Talks. There's a bajillion biographies. Why aren't you consuming more of those to understand people's emotional journey, to understand their process, to understand the big decisions that they made, to understand their regrets, to understand their lessons? Of course you're scared to start if you haven't seen the illuminated journey of others. But once you see the map they took, once you hear their process, once you learn the mistakes they made, now that emboldens you. Your mind goes, oh, I got a little more clarity here. With more clarity comes more confidence. With more clarity, confidence, momentum, you'll go after that dream, my friend. No matter how small you start, start something that matters. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more
effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.